Silvio Canto. I should ask you about that, though, too, Silvio. That's a great question for you. Do you think that conservatives
morning,
are undercounted?
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, are they? Are conservatives undercounted?
I think so. I mean, they have been before. I think one of the problems, look, on this topic, I was actually talking to a pollster a few years ago, a very well-known pollster that you talk about his polls from time to time. And he said to me privately, look, you know, it takes so many calls for us to reach people these days because nobody answers their phone. So I've always been very skeptical of these polls. And yes, I think there is clear evidence that a lot of Republicans, whether they're MAGA Republicans, I don't know, but a lot of Republicans do not answer their call when they see a number that may look like a pollster. So I wouldn't be surprised if the MAGA vote is understated, guys.
So the polls are showing right now that the Democrats really, really, really care about abortion rights, as they right. call them. Do you believe it?
Well, I'm sure they do. But whether that really matters in November is a different story. I mean, I don't doubt that the Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade animated some Democrats. I mean, we saw some of them marching in the streets with some pretty strange outfits. But whether that makes a big difference in November, I really doubt it, because I think what's in the minds of people right now is inflation. And if you live in a big city, it's crime, crime, and crime. I mean, look at Philadelphia, these scenes of people crashing into a store. So, I mean, abortion is, if you really care about abortion, I guess you'll vote that way. But I think most people, abortion is, over the years, has been one of those issues that cuts both ways. In other words, it animates women to vote one way and it animates women to vote the other way. So I think it's a wash for the most part, guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of soccer moms, evidently, that are concerned about the abortion issue. But if I know moms, I think the thing that the crime issue motivates them even more. The one thing that moms are really fiercely in favor of is keeping their children safe. And if they anticipate that things are getting worse and their kids aren't safe, then they're gonna respond to that in a big way.
Absolutely. In fact, if you remember back in 2004, when President Bush was reelected, that was one of the reasons they cited mothers, what they used to call them, security moms, who felt that President Bush would defend their families better than Senator Kerry. So there's no question about security, especially if you live in a big city. I mean, my gosh, these scenes that we see in New York City and Chicago and Philadelphia are just absolutely obscene. I mean, this has been a total breakdown in law and order. So, yes, I expect crime to be a big issue in November, guys.
Inflation and the economy, that's something that certainly affects families. We've been doing a lot of stories about the suburban women. Is there really that voting block anymore? I mean, because everyone is susceptible to what's happening in the economy.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think inflation affects everybody. Look, when my wife goes shopping, you know, she comes home and she says, look at this, how much more it is from the last time. So, yes, I think inflation is cutting everybody. And to me, that is the number one issue, inflation and the economy plus crime. Those are the things driving the vote, guys.
All right, Silvio, thanks for joining us. Sorry about the ham-handed handoff. Silvio Canto Jr., political commentator. He does a lot of work with American Thinker.